Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour on a happy hour Friday. Thanks for being with us.
Very
As
happy.
As always, you can send... Yeah. Very happy. Happy for everyone. Everyone's happy. Especially me. You can send us pictures of whatever it is that's making you happy. You're drinking on a happy hour Friday on Twitter, at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout out on the radio. What do you got over there? What was that? What was the sound of that?
A nice little cold Miller. And this is from that it just it hit that back there. But I'll tell you what's been going on, because I know my family's here, my sister-in-law, my baby niece and my cousins, they're here, and they Truly. And so, like, I ain't drinking no Truly. It just ain't gonna happen. No, it ain't gonna happen, dog. Yeah, but the thing about it is, it's has, like, you know, whenever you go in my trash can, wherever I go to throw like a beer away in the trash can, right? It's a damn Truly's can right there. So I'm thinking to myself, is my trash soft now because it's got Truly's in it?
You know what I mean? Well, and beyond that, is the garbage man going to pick it up and assume
and
that
was
soft?
The next thing I was going to say. Because what if the garbage man, see, that's why I got to let them know that it's my sister. It's Nicole. My sister-in-law, Nicole, is hers. It's hers and Francis's. It's they drink. So I don't want nobody to think that when they dump my garbage dump, and you know how sometimes, most of the time when you're dumping out the garbage, something fall out. Usually it can. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you, y'all see a Truly's rolling down the street. It ain't come from Randy. Anybody came to my house, but it ain't come from me. All right. And I just want everybody to know that. All right. We're going to keep it, just keep it 100. All right.
Because the last thing you want is the garbage man thinking you're soft. Like, garbage is one of the toughest, hardest jobs you could possibly have. Like, you've never met a wimpy garbage man before.
Oh, maybe no, I ain't never met a
wimpy. Leave a note on the trash can. Say, just so you know, Mr. Garbage Man, the Truly cans that are in here, I didn't drink them. My cousins did.
Oh,
just so they know.
What's his name? Garbage Man, we got Daryl and James. And they cool brothers, too, man. Like, because in your garbage, you got to make sure everything is down in there, right? So the lid closed?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no, dude. We be having bags. It'd be so fragile. If the slightest wind come through, all the damn trash would blow over. That's how high we be having it stacked. And they just dump. Yeah, they cool, man. Then, like, I run out there late because I can hear them coming down the street. Like, hey, man, y'all can take this couch. Something like that.
You got the garbage truck to take a couch for you?
Dude, I gotta take a chair one time. What else they took? They took an old hammock. I just went and bought a new hammock because my sister broke the other one, Andy. And so I was trying to test it out. And Andy, I sat on the hammock and fell over. And you know where our hammock at? That ground hard right there. Dude, my wrist still hurting, Andy. I knocked the wind all out myself. But luckily, nobody saw it. My niece saw it, but she waves too. Okay, Uncle Randy. No, Uncle Randy hurting, baby. Oh, that side wouldn't know.
You're on the 10-day IL with Ozzy Albies. Paul Bird going to join the show coming up in 20 minutes. Good day. It's always a good day to talk to Paul Bird, but especially after what we saw Tuki Toussaint do last night, he could give us a little bit more insight into what was working, what was different, if we can expect that to continue. And then Kyle Wright is on the mound tonight for the Braves as they take on the Phillies. The homestand is over, and they were 7-2. We'll get to that just a minute in what's trending. You can continue to send in your Yams committee resumes.
Yes, Randy, they're coming in. Okay, I'm narrowing down right now. And just because you know me don't mean that you automatically get to jump the line. All right?
Look at that.
I got some of my partners talking about you. I remember Miami, and we used to party and all that. And I know you like Yams because I took you to the Yammy clubs down there. But that don't mean you get in front of other folks. All right?
That's great. I love it. It's got the integrity of the process is really important. And I know if anybody values that, it's you. So we'll find out who the newest member of the Yams committee is coming up at 1:40 before we get to the AMA. You can send in your AMA questions as well. Any question, any topic, we will answer them coming up at 1:40. Let's kick off the 1 o'clock hour by telling you what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
What's trending round two, brought to you by Boomer Naturals 3-layer face covers.
Fly ball deep toward right field. That ball's going to go. Nick Markakis walks us off on the first pitch.
Yeah, a lot of fun. That's the way the game ended last night. Nick Markakis with the walk-off home run, courtesy of Fox Sports South. Like we said, Braves 7-2 on the homestand, 9-5 on the season now. They take the series against the Blue Jays, and Nick Markakis, who wasn't even a Major League Baseball player 10 days ago, won the game for the Braves last night. Fun story. And this is the cool thing about this Braves team, Randy, is even in a week where it looked like things could go sideways, like Mike Soroka is out for the year, they come back and win two out of the next three. The pitching staff steps up, and they're still giving us fun things to celebrate. The Braves are good. I mean, they can take a bunch of punches and keep on rolling, and that's what this week was.
Yeah, and the thing with it is, you remember how not the game before this one, and you're the one, Newcomb, it was like how blah that game was, and it seemed like that was the type of game that you might have had after an injury like Soroka, not the one that the Braves actually had. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you lose such a big and vital part to what you want to do as a football team, and we're talking about, you know, Mike Soroka being your number one pitcher, it seems like it might damper, but these guys have stepped up, Tookie, and we'll see what Kyle Wright can do. I thought Nuke was fine. He wasn't over, you know.
Yeah, he was fine.
He was fine, yeah. Like, as you say, he was fine, Bunk. And now you're at a point where we're trying to fill these voids. We're trying right now, the Wanksters, that we call them, we're trying to get them to earn their next start. You know what I mean? Earn your next start. Even though if it goes bad, was it a damn disaster, or was it just bad? Or did something, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the one thing about it. We gotta differentiate between disastrous and just bad.
Well, yeah.
Fulte was a damn disaster.
Fulte was a disaster, yes. He was a disaster to the point where they DFA'd him, and now he's in Gwinnett. A disaster to the point where no other team took a flyer on him in this weird short season where pitchers are hurt. And, look, I don't know what Fulte's future is. I don't know if he'll be back up with the Braves this year. I kind of doubt it. But the other good thing about Tukey last night was it wasn't even that, and it wasn't even fine. It was outstanding. Like, Tukey Toussaint was the best he's ever been as an Atlanta Brave last night. 6 2/3 with 9 strikeouts and no walks. Like, if he does that, I mean, obviously he's not going to do that every time. But if he did, I mean, he'd be an all-star. I mean, that was elite-level pitching last night from Tukey. So we go from being, you know, accepting of what these young pitchers are doing to blown away by what Tukey Toussaint did last night. Speaking of blown away, Brian Snitker was with Nick Markakis, as he often is.
You know, it's one of those things. I said you could pull him off the couch at 50 years old and he's going to be able to hit. Well, you know, what a great way to come back. I mean, it's just huge. As I said before, it's great that, you know, we had somebody to tap into when Big City went down, and so I'm happy for him. And he smoked a couple of balls tonight, so that's really nice.
It is really nice, especially the one that went over the fence to end the game. Who does Brian Snitker love more unconditionally? Nick Markakis or Josh Tomlin?
Josh Tomlin. I'm going to go with Cakes. I think because I don't know a lot about Josh Tomlin, but like one thing I know about Brian Snitker, old school baseball. And so is Nick Markakis. Nick Markakis, Cakes is old school baseball. So I think that if it was that down to your last like Oreo or something, I think he'd give it to Nick Markakis.
He's got one Oreo left.
That one Oreo.
Josh Tomlin and Nick Markakis both want one.
Yeah,
Oreo's going to Cakes. Now, as for Tomlin, as much fun as we have with that worth his weight in gold clip and all of that, like Josh Tomlin's numbers this season are insane. he's never been this good in his career, as good as he's been through however many appearances he's had this season.
And so with that being said, do you think his role should change? Because we're under the assumption maybe he's going to fill one of these voids and get some starts, but as great as he's pitching, should they move him into the starting role?
I don't think so. I think just keep him with what he's doing right now. I mean, it's valuable to have that bridge guy who can give you 3-4 innings if you need him, or come in and get an out or two. Like, he's a really versatile relief pitcher right now. Now, again, I don't know what they're going to do with that fifth starting spot. They still don't really have an answer for that. It's probably going to be a bullpen by committee day when it comes around. But today it's Kyle Wright. Hopefully Kyle Wright's better than he was last time. We'll talk to Paul Byrd about all those young pitchers, specifically Tukey Toussaint and what made him so good last night. So yesterday at 4:00, Randy, was the deadline for players to opt out. No Falcons did. Here's Ricardo Allen from our discussion with him yesterday, talking about whether or not teammates and Falcons specifically even discussed that.
To tell you the truth, I haven't even had that conversation with any of the players on our team about, you know, opting out. We all understand that, like, this is uncertain times. Like, no one has ever been through this before. So if a player was to, you know, opt out from our team or from any team within the league, you know, I can fully say that, you know, I understand. It don't seem like anyone over here, you know, looking into that. And I think a lot of it has to do with the credit of how the Falcons are handling things, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we get rave reviews from their setup over there, the safety protocol that they have over there, which is great. Do you know the final number of players that opted out?
So was it 62?
Close. Higher.
Oh, 66?
Higher than that.
It was 60, how many? 70?
69.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
69 total players.
That's still a lot, man. That is a lot of players. It's more than I thought it would be, Bunk. I thought some would do that. I didn't think it was going to be as many as it is. But, I mean, you got to respect a man that's willing to walk away from millions. even though it's deferred to the next year, I get all that. But you have the ability to be able to take care of your family without that money. I mean, that's a big thing for those guys. And, you know, and me and you, we're both very, you know, we're both, you know, hate the fact that some people can't have that. You know, they can't have that choice. We really hate the fact that you can't. But like you always say, it's hard for me to get on board with you trying to compare with you your job to an NFL player or professional athlete.
It's just different. I mean,
it is. It's just different.
It would be great if everybody could make that choice.
Exactly. But it never comes – we don't ever want to come off as disrespectful to what you do. It's just different. It really is. But, yeah, shout out to the fellas that are deciding to their family is more important to it. And I can always respect that.
Only four teams in the NFL didn't have a player opt out. The Falcons are one of those four teams. Again, you know, I don't know how much that goes into, well, they didn't have anybody opt out, so, you know, no excuses. Expectations are here now. No, I mean, the expectations are where they are. No matter what, the Falcons have a talented roster. They've underperformed the last couple of years. If you want to talk about the continuity coming back, I know Grady Jarrett said that doesn't matter. We just got to play better. If you want to talk about players not opting out, Ricardo Allen didn't seem like that really mattered. They just got to play better. They need to play the way they played in the second half of the season last year. There are some positives in their direction. It's better that nobody opted out. It's right. Better that they know each other well. But, I mean, if they don't win games in the fall, then okay, none of that stuff actually matters. Round two is underway at Harding Park. Let's hear some of what Tiger Woods did yesterday.
Tiger strokes it, rolling up, approaching the hole. Hold your line. It did. Just took that turn at the last moment, slid it on into the hole. Back-to-back birdies for Tiger Woods. He moves to two under.
And he finished at two under. He's right near the lead with a good round yesterday, a 68. Had a couple guys shoot 65 yesterday. What about Hao Tong Lee? He's 5 under for the day today, Randy. He's at 8 under. Second place, Brendan Todd, a UGA guy.
Why ain't pick Hao Tong Lee?
I don't know. The most handsome man in China, Hao Tong Lee. I have no idea why that wasn't your selection.
Hold on. He's what?
So he showed up for a tournament earlier this year with that engraved in one of his sand wedges. It said, Hao Tong Lee. It said, Hao Tong Lee is the most handsome man in China. That was written on his golf club. Yeah,
that is so awesome. That is so much self-confidence in yourself to sit up there and say that.
It's a lot of people in China.
It's a lot of people in China, man. But for you to be the most handsome, my dude. To you, brother.
And he's in first place right now. Brendan Todd, UGA grad, in second place. Jason Day at -5. He tees off later on this afternoon. Tiger also tees off late this afternoon as well. Primetime golf on a Friday night. 5 o'clock tee time on the East Coast for Tiger. That's nice.
You're all in it, right? You're all.
Well, I've had a day. It's going to be nice to have Tiger this evening.
Yeah. I need something to go good for my man because, yeah, you having a rough one.
And my guy, Victor Hovland, was off to a good start. He went bogey, so he's back to 1 under now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's okay, dog. It's okay because you know when all this started coming, right? When you tried to put your little slick, hey, Randy's won Sports Jeopardy almost a month. Well, Randy took Sports Jeopardy serious today, and so you and I even said my name with two syllables, Randy. You was like a bunk stool. I just Randy, and I just put foots all up in you, bunk. How's that feel?
Not good. It doesn't feel good at all. Paul Byrd's going to join us next from Fox Sports South. Find out how his Friday is going. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a new year! Whole new team!
The Falcons are getting ready for the regular season.
It's always good to be able to get back on that field, compete with your brothers.
And we've got all the exclusive camp coverage here.
Let's leave our footprints on what we started.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 Game.
And on a night when the Braves would love, as you said, Jeff, some length out of their starter, he's thrown 28 pitches and he has one out to get in the third.
Well, I think they'd love some length, but also...
Yes, one of the fun moments from last night's baseball game. Braves win. Nick Markakis walks them off. Tuki Toussaint really good joining us now to talk about last night and the start to the season for the Braves is our guy Paul Byrd from Fox Sports South joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Paul, how are you?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Doing great.
Doing great, man. Doing great. Doing great. Enjoying this Friday.
And enjoying a great Braves homestand as well. 7-2 on the homestand. Tuki Toussaint last night. I wonder, from your expert pitcher perspective, what was different about Tuki? What did he do last night that made him so effective?
He attacked the strike zone, had good fastball command. Nobody's ever going to say, hey, Tuki, your stuff's not that good. You know, I mean, his stuff's way above, you know, in my opinion, major league average starter. What I mean is just got great life on the ball. He's got a great curveball. He throws from different angles. He got those arms and legs coming at you, flying everywhere, you know. So he's got a lot going for him as a pitcher. But if you don't command the ball, all the other stuff doesn't matter. And last night he commanded the ball. And he knows that. But here's the thing. That's just like saying, you know, when the fastball is away, just keep your shoulder in, keep your eye on it, and drive it out of the park. It's not like you can just say, hey, just have better fastball command. Pitching's hard. And so last night he showed that. I thought he grew up a little bit, trusted himself, went after people. And my goodness, do we need this guy or what? So it was wonderful to see, and I'm a huge Tuki fan on and off the field.
Tuki! We are too. And as we keep going, as we move forward right now, Paul, and because today we've been talking about just not necessarily you're penciled in as a starter, just earn your next start. When we're talking about Nuke and Tuki and then also Kyle Wright tonight. What does Kyle Wright have to do differently tonight than he did in that other his last start that wasn't horrible, but it didn't blow you away either?
Yeah, what he did well in that last start was he pitched Cano in with a slider late, got a big strikeout. That's Cano, one of the best hitters in the game. You know, so build off that, establish both sides of the plate. If you don't throw fastballs in, this is true with Tuki, this is true with any pitcher, if you don't throw fastballs, you know, to both sides of the plate, then the hitters just see it. You know, you guys love all sports. Imagine if you just threw to one receiver. All of a sudden, they'd start covering that receiver every time with three people. So you have to mix it up. You have to throw. If you just keep throwing fastball away, and if you get ahead, you throw a slider, then everybody's going to pick up on that. So Kyle Wright has to mix it up more. I think he's realizing that. But, you know, again, pitching to both sides of the plate isn't easy, and it's something these guys are learning at the big league level.
Paul Byrd joining us here talking about the Braves' 7-2 homestand and really nice start to the season. Obviously, the bad news earlier this week with Mike Soroka going down and being out for the remainder of the year puts a lot of pressure on this starting rotation. I wonder if you're a young pitcher in the situation that these guys find themselves in, is there more pressure because now you know that ace of the staff isn't there? Is there maybe a little less pressure because, like, they don't have that many other options? You know you're going to get a chance to make a few starts here and you're not going to get sent down or anything like that. Like, how do you view this if you're a young pitcher in this situation?
Yeah, so I can just be honest, and absolutely there's more pressure. Losing Mike Soroka hurt. I mean, he's a horse. He's the top-end, you know, starter in the league. And he's top five for me, and that may be generous to some. I don't really care. If you look at WAR, he's top five. You miss that guy. You miss that guy. So let's just be honest about it. That hurts, and there is more pressure on the young guys. And I tell people, if you don't like pressure, do something else, because this isn't a game for you. You have to enjoy the pressure. You have to enjoy, you know, people yelling and booing and the intense pressure that's put upon you, and you have to like that. And so, yeah, so those guys that have more pressure on them, I think that's good. I want to see who's going to respond to that. I want to see who's going to breathe, relax in big situations and take hold of the opportunity that's before them. As a player, you know when somebody steps, you know, goes down, it's your turn to step up and get somebody's back. That's what good teams do. So the Braves have a lot of great young pitchers. That needs that. I'm not worried about bullpen at all. That needs to happen in the rotation, and I'm anxious to see who does it. Last night, Tuki did.
Paul, how have you assessed – because the relief pitcher – me and Andy did a stat yesterday that the relief pitchers had thrown more pitches than the starting pitchers previous to yesterday.
Yeah.
How Snick has been using these guys in the back end. Now that Will Smith is coming back, how do you think they'll use him as far as – is he going to be the closer right away, or is he might be a setup man or maybe somewhere earlier than that?
Well, and that's a great question. I think the Braves have, you know, 5-6 closers. You could make an argument for that stuff-wise and then experience-wise. I mean, even O'Day has closing experience and is very good. So you look at a lot of options, and I think the Braves have a team, a bullpen that can handle starters not going 7 innings every night for 2 months. They're not. No team's built to handle that on a 162-game season, but for 60 games, the Braves can handle that kind of load out of their pen. That, you know, still you'd like to get some innings out of your starters, but you're going to have opportunities. And I think when that happens, you're going to see Melanson close one night. You're going to see Will Smith close one night. I don't know if they're going to say, hey, Will, you know, Will, the job's yours after just finishing up throwing bullpens and COVID. That'll be remain to be seen. Melanson's also been doing a very good job. He's also a closer. Shane Green, also a closer. You know, I mentioned O'Day and some others. So Snit will have options. And, how they use Will Smith out of the gate will be remain to be seen.
So the Braves just went 7-2 on a 9-game homestand, which is fantastic. And a lot of different heroes on the homestand come from behind wins and all that stuff. And they had an overall attendance of 0 because we're in a really weird situation right now. Except you were there.
I was in right field. So you were there. I got to count for something.
What's that like? Like, you're literally one of the only people in the world that gets to go to Major League Baseball games right now. What's it like in there? Like, try to take us behind the scene. I know you've been doing it on TV, but what's it been like?
It's really weird. It's like being in a movie.
I bet.
Like, it's like, man, what just happened? I really am in the movie Contagion. Like, what's going on? I look around. It's like, in the history of baseball, this never happened before. And I'm in right field with Ronald Acuna Jr. I don't know whether to boo or cheer or say, hey, Ronald, scoot over. You know what I'm saying? I'm out
there
with
him. Does he talk when he's out there? Like, is he talking when he's out there?
Oh, yeah. I give him, you know, hey, man, way to crush that one, all that. And he gives me, and, you know, he can't not hear me, right?
Right.
And, So it's funny. You know, when Duvall's out there, you know, we're both from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm like, hey, Louisville, you know, and I'm just harassing him. He turns and smiles. And it's just funny. I'm like, does this game really count, or is this a spring training game and I'm on field B?
Right.
No. This is in a major league stadium. It really counts. And I've never seen or experienced anything like it. I do love the crowd noise. I do love the cutouts. I do love the bang and mang as Ed Mangan's ground crew beating on trash cans. Mm-hmm. Not the whole game, but in big situations. And everybody's kind of doing the best they can. And then after the game last night, I just sit back and I say, you know what? It's 2020. I'm going to roll with it. I'm so glad baseball's back. I'll take it in any fashion.
Paul, could that game have ended any way than it did last night? We were having fun with it today. Like, it was like meant for Cakes to walk off last night. It just meant for it.
Yeah, man, it was so great. I mean, as bad as the Soroka game was, because I was broadcasting that game, and I didn't even want to do a hit after that.
Yeah,
because you know, number one, it meant so much to the team. But Mike's such a great guy. He's so easy to pull for. Always smiles. Never complains. Has stayed incredibly humble through his success. And that just crushed me. Crushed guys on the team. You could just feel the mood. And this game last night brought me back. I mean, it's like, hey, it's 2020. We got to roll. And we just got to go with the punches. And we got to adjust and adapt. And Nick Markakis got off the couch. He hadn't picked up a bat until last week. He hits the lowest pitch he's ever seen out. You know, his foot and a high off the ground home run, the lowest pitch for him, 9,000 at bats. It's his second walk-off homer. I mean, are you kidding me? Cinderella story. This is just the best. Who does that? And the answer is Nick Markakis, and it couldn't come at a better time.
Paul Byrd joining us on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, reacting to a great homestand for the Braves. At it again tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies. Do you get to go get those home run balls? Like, you're the only one that's out there. Like, can you go get them and keep them?
I can, and I just want to tell you all, I've got a lot of experience getting the home run ball or the foul ball for the snow cone since I was a kid, so I'm pretty quick.
Yeah.
But I got to turn them over. I got to give them to the Braves because they are auctioning them off for charity. Or not auctioning them off, but they're, selling them, and the proceeds go to Braves charities. But every now and then I get that foul ball during BP from the Mets or whoever else, and it goes in my bag. So, yeah. Don't tell anybody.
You like that little kid? That little kid? Remember that little kid last year who used to be out in outfield for BP, changing his hat for every team that was out there.
He was tricking everybody. That's right.
Yeah, you're
right.
Are you talking about the guy with the book bag over his shoulder that he had? About 15 balls in every. Yeah, that guy. I know that guy well.
Oh man. Hey, Paul. Real quick. Baseball and then some silliness. What's been the difference in Ronald Acuna, and have you found any more snakes?
Oh, my goodness. Snakes, no. No.
Okay.
Found a snake skin in my barn on top of my rafters, which means there is a snake that's been looking at me. So I'll have to check that corner now. That's 10 feet off the ground. I learned they can climb. The difference in Ronald Acuna, I think, is just seeing more. He was striking out on fastballs above 94 miles an hour early. And when you see that, that means you're late. That means you're coming out of spring training. Coming to the ends of spring training, you got to catch up to the fastball. He's changed. He's not doing that now. So,
There you have it. Hey, Paul, just a quick compliment as well. The way that you guys have adapted and gotten creative with this thing, the way they've been using you in-game has been awesome. Great work. Keep it up.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you, brother.
So need to hear that, guys. I so appreciate that. We're trying our best. It's baseball 2020.
Yeah, absolutely right. Paul Bird there from Fox Sports South. He'll be on the broadcast tonight. One of the only people that's actually been in the stadium for baseball games.
Did you see the one feature where he's like walking down the hallway or something? I was like, what the hell is Paul doing? But it was so funny. But yeah, we do appreciate them, man, and Chip and everybody who's done just kept us in tune. All right, okay, Wendy, we wrap it.
They've done a great job. We'll come back.
Wendy ready to go like me. It's almost time to go. Yeah, Wendy's been fired up all day.
Yeah, she's been keeping us on schedule. Thank goodness.
Petty.
We'll be back with an AMA and a Yams committee induction. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a new year! Whole new team!
The Falcons are getting ready for the regular season.
It's always good to be able to get back on that field, compete with your brothers.
And we've got all the exclusive camp coverage here.
Let's leave our footprints on what we start.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA Ask Me Anything segment to wrap the show up every single day, including on a happy hour Friday. Thanks for being with us all 4 hours on the happy hour Friday.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. It's been a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's going to be a fun weekend, too. Again, Braves at it tonight against the Phillies. Training camp continues on. Round two of the PGA Championship. Tiger tees off at 5 tonight. We'll get to the AMA questions and takeaways of the day in just a minute. But this is a big moment, man.
Yeah,
there's a lot of pressure on this.
This is a lot of pressure. Now, thank you, everybody, who submitted all of your requests. We're going to do this every Friday. I have screenshot all of your submissions, okay? So I will make sure that so you don't have to keep sending them in. But today, and Wendy came up with an idea, we're going to knight thee. So the new knight thee. But this gentleman right here, he won't be knighted. He's going to be one of my gestures. Congratulations to Jordan Webb. At Jordan Webb BB at Jordan Webb Atlanta and ATL. I'm sorry. Hear ye. This is his tweet. Hear ye. Jordan the Gesture Webb. I've been juggling and chasing the yam since I was a wee lad. The curvature, the density, all bad. Small, large, or medium, they all drive me mad. The gesture of yamage. The driver of Ramage. Congratulations. Hear ye. I do knight thee, Jordan Webb. Gesture to king. I mean, no, not the king. To the higher squire, Randy. Congratulations, Jordan. Again, thank you, everybody, for submitting. I have screenshot them. We'll go through them all again. And knight thee more of the Yamage. Hugh text me. Okay, yes, Hugh. I got some T-shirts being made, okay? So don't worry. Ooh. I know you like your shirts medium, so it'll be extra tight. All right? So y'all can see Hugh heart beating.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Hugh and Brian Jordan. They were the same
size shirt. Yeah, you and Brian Jordan little shirts.
They were the same size shirt. Congratulations to Jordan Webb, the first listener member of the Yams Committee. That's a big day. It's a very, very big day. Congratulations to Jordan. Does the Yams Committee have an official theme song, Randy? Because obviously a lot of options.
No, we don't. But we got to come up with something, though. Let's get to the AMA. But we got to come up with something. I was just going to say,
because we've had a couple AMA questions about this song today.
Okay.
Like, there's obviously a lot of good songs in that category that have come out before. But there's a song that's come out over the last couple of days. I think the video came out this morning. Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion. I don't know. It might qualify.
I haven't heard it, but I heard them heifers nasty.
Yeah, because remember a couple weeks ago we kind of had the debate. I think it was an AMA question as well about which verse was nastier, the Kia song "My Neck, My Back" or Trina. From what song was it that Trina's verse was just outrageous?
Oh, she had so many.
There's a lot.
Was it that? Oh, her verse on Nam.
Yeah, on Nam. That's right.
You don't want Nam.
And we went back and forth on it. Well,
like me.
This song.
Yeah,
this is a different level. Like, this is a whole new ball game.
Yeah, I heard them heifers was. Yeah, I ain't gonna listen to it though. Yeah, I'm cool on that.
I don't listen.
I know you did, Andy. I'm good.
It's creative. Like, it's like, all right. What I want to know is, where do you go from here? Like, what's next? I don't know how you top what this song is. I don't know how you get nastier than that. But they'll give it a shot. All right. What's something that you've eaten or drank that you'll never have again? Something that you just absolutely despised. Eaten or drank that you'll never do again.
I don't know.
I had that tea with the little, like, tapioca in it, like the bubble tea. Bad. Disgusting. Yeah. Like, absolutely disgusting.
Like my wife and them, they trying to get me to eat that egg with the chick in it, balut.
Don't eat balut. Ain't no way in hell I'll ever do that.
There's no way in the hell I'll ever do that.
Don't make that mistake. Good. You're a smart man. Don't do that. Disgusting.
Probably my old neighbor's her hot wings.
I hope
I know Donna listed. Oh, dude, them things were so damn beige. Like, I ain't eating that. I was like, hold on. I thought you said you're making hot wings. There's some hot wing sauce with some beige wings in it. I ain't eating that. Damn wings undercooked as hell.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a good one from Toby. Considering last night's Beat It walk up song. They played the song Beat It for the guy from the Blue Jays because he got arrested for, you know. You remember the story that we did in the 11 o'clock hour?
Yeah, he was getting after himself.
All right, so what would the walk-up song have to be to commemorate your most embarrassing moment? Like, what would the song be that would celebrate the silliest thing you ever got caught doing?
Under the bleachers.
Is there a song about Under the bleachers.
Under the bleachers. Oh, and first of all, shout out to my homeboy, D.A. Lane. I am sorry, D.A. Them queens. I did not mean to call them heifers. It's just an expression that your mama called your sister. My bad. My boy, D.A., correct him. Yes, those queens. Those beautiful sisters that made the nastiest song, Homage.
Yeah, I think that song should be celebrated forever. Yeah. I think that song should be in museums. It's one of the greatest songs I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, Queens is more like it. Let's get to Brian and some of the questions that he's got over there.
What's a bigger no-no, wearing shoes inside someone else's house or taking off shoes and being barefoot with possibly sweaty or smelly feet?
There's a certain issue with that because, you know, most of the time when you're our house, we don't wear shoes in our house. But a lot of times when we have party, we have guests over, it's not really that big a deal. There's a couple things. If you don't live in my house, there's two things. If you are a grown man, if you're a teenage boy and up, nobody in my house wears no shirt but me. I'm the only one walking around here with my chest out, all right? So put your damn shirt on. Unless you go to the pool and come to the bathroom or something. But if you in my house, you're going to have a damn shirt on. I don't want to see them. No, hell no. I'm the only one walking around here with no damn shirt on. Two, don't put your bare damn feet on my couch if you don't live here or you ain't family. That is the nastiest damn thing in the world, man.
Yeah.
To go to somebody's house and put your damn feet up on their couch.
Bare feet in a house where bare feet aren't invited is way worse. Because not everybody has you take their shoes off at their house. Some people do. Some people have a shoes off. We don't have a shoes off house. We have our shoes on all the time. So if you come over here, have your shoes on, that's fine. Don't track any mud in the house. But if you come over here, take your shoes off and have stinky feet, that's way worse. I don't want stinky feet walking around the house at all.
Smell like some old gas station cone chips. Man, put your damn shoes back on.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thoughts exactly. Walking around here with your feet smelling like Fritos. We don't need that. Man, the house smells like great.
Fritos.
We got wall plug-ins smelling like peaches all over the place. We don't need your nasty feet.
Man, our house, and that's how I tell you, when people come to town, how she be showing off, dude, we got fresh flowers all over the place. She got all these candles, lightning and stuff, man. It smells like a damn Bed Bath & Beyond in this damn house.
We are officially in the best part of pregnancy because Ashley is on maternity leave already. All the snacks are here and paid for. I've been talking about the pregnancy snacks for months. It's great.
Yeah.
And she's nesting. Like, she's officially in the net. Like, it, our house has never been so clean. It's never smelled so good. We got so much new cool stuff all over the place. Like, I just went to the bathroom during one of the last breaks. There's a new shelf in our bathroom with stuff on it. There wasn't there this morning when the show started. And now there's a shelf with candles and a picture on it. It's awesome. Like, the home improvement projects that she's getting done at this period of time are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my girl is ready to roll. Like, Ash is ready. No, Ash wants the date to happen.
She's not ready. She's not ready. Yeah. She needs 10 more days is what she wants.
All right, man. Well, it don't matter what she wants, because literally, like, hey, I'm up out of here.
At some point, that is what she's going to say.
I'm up out of here.
Yeah.
Let me get up out of here.
Please.
When you and your wife go out, do you ever try to match or put on the same color?
Oh, dude, there's no way. No, ain't she tried. She, anytime we have similar looking shirts or shorts on, we're dressing like, no, we ain't. This ain't this ain't middle school damn picture day. All right, hell no, we ain't wearing tweed belts with baggy jeans and a polo tucked in.
That's the classic middle school twin day picture.
That's a classic boyfriend girlfriend picture.
You wear your Anthony Hardaway jersey, and I'll wear my Shaquille O'Neal jersey, and we'll both wear jeans for twin day. We did it on accident one time, but we never did it on purpose. All right, let's get to takeaways.
Heads into the final stretch. It's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What a day. What a day. We'll start with Wendy and takeaways of the day. What do you got, Wendy?
Well, I just read the lyrics to the Cardi B Meg Stallion. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't know anything.
It's nasty.
Need like, an education on something.
Yeah, wow. They should just replace sex education with that song in schools.
Wow.
It's freaky.
Okay. Yep.
You know, I like nasty.
And this transition is going to be awesome because my takeaway of the day is that Brian Snicker would give his last Oreo to Nick Markakis.
He would. He wouldn't eat it himself. He wouldn't give it to Josh Tomlin. He'd give it to Cakes. What about you, Randy?
Yeah. This is inside between me and Wendy, but we both feel like that on a dating app, it should say, how good of a sandwich do you make? So there we go. It's between me and Wendy.
That's something that we crack.
Yes, because what if you want a damn sandwich and she can't make no damn sandwich?
He's good at making lunch.
She put Hellman's on and you wanted Miracle Whip.
Dude, no one wants Miracle Whip. Absolutely.
No one wants Miracle Whip.
No one.
If you, that should be one of the things, too. Mayonnaise or Miracle Whip. And if you click Miracle Whip, you should have your own dating site for Miracle Whip. It's like farmersonly.com, but it's miraclewhiponly.com. My takeaway of the day is that we made it a week. We'll see if we can make it next week. But still no baby. Baby Watch 2020 continues over here at the Bunker household. Brian?
The Yams will be very safe with Hugh Douglas and Big Jarvis protecting them.
Damn right.
Jeff Frank Core has the same childlike sense of humor as the rest of us.
Yep.
Randy and Jeff Collins both like the word girth. And like Paul Bird says, if you can't take the pressure, do something else.
All right. Another one in the books. That was a fun one.
All right, man.
Everybody be safe Atlanta. This weekend. Have a great, safe weekend. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
And on a night when the Braves would love, as you said, Jeff, some length out of their starter, he's thrown 28 pitches, and he has one out to get in the third.
Well, I think they'd love some length, but also...
Watch out now!